This is Jonji Temple. It's a Buddhist temple. Let's go inside.
Okay.
Turn right here on the first right path.
Okay. Oh, it's beautiful. I really like the pond. Wow. Those are scary looking faces on the roof tiles.
Oh, that's called Onigawara. Oni means demon or devil. And Gawara or Kawara means ceramic roof tiles. They're on the building to keep evil spirits away.
They really are mean looking. And certainly menacing, that's for sure. Hey, there's fish in the pond. What kind of fish are those?
Koi or carp.
They're really colorful.
Take a look at this bell tower on the right-hand side of the pond.
That's a big bell. Do they ever ring it?
Yes, on New Year's Eve and every day in winter at 5 p.m. and in summer at 6 p.m. In fact, during the Edo period, 1600 to 1868, for 150 consecutive years, the bell rang four times a day at 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m., and midnight.
I guess not many people had watches then, so it was kind of like a community clock?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that bell ring.
Well, we can come back later today, or I've got a better idea. On New Year's, they ring it many times. 108 times to be exact.
108 times? That seems like a pretty random number.
Well, it actually has a very significant meaning. In Buddhism, there are 108 worldly desires. So for each ringing of the bell, one of them is erased or gotten rid of.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's a really mystical atmosphere in Japan at New Year's. Please come again then, and we can eat some mochi and listen to the bells.
Sounds good.